Now you're thinking in your mind, must I go check or not? Must I go and check or not? Then if you hear, now the neighbor is also outside, somebody else is also outside, then you say, let me also go and see what happened. But alone now, just to go and check, you think 5 times, 10 times whether to go and check alone. So when this Ghabrahat took place in Madina Sharif, it brought the people out of their homes. So they came out of their homes and now they are still deciding that what do we do now? You know, do we, you know, get a group together and go and investigate and see what's the problem. Before they can discuss anything, before they can do anything, they see a lone rider coming towards them. Fast, galloping towards them. As this lone rider comes close, they see is none other than Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is riding a horse bareback, no saddle, nothing. He has got his sword unsheathed, hanging from his neck. And he comes to the people and he says to them that there is nothing to be afraid of, everything is taken care of, go back to your homes, go back to rest. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I have found this horse, that to the effect, if I can remember correctly, I found this horse to be like the ocean. In other words, how it gallops so soft, it runs so well. Whereas that horse used to belong to Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, that horse was like what you call a dud. It couldn't run for nothing. But after that day, no horse could beat this horse. The barakat of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam riding that horse, this was also a mu'jiza of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only for that time, but even after that, this horse would outrun the other horses. But my point is that look at Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, he could have delegated the work to somebody else. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, most happily they would have did it. But by the time they still came out of their homes, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already gone, investigated, come back, while they were still deciding now what's the next step to take. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alone he went, he didn't even wait for company. Alone he went. And he went fully prepared. And when he left immediately. That is why there was no time to even saddle the horse. He just took the horse that was there available, he took the horse bareback, he galloped, went and investigated and galloped back to come and tell them that there is no need for any ghabrahat, you may go back to rest. Now if this is not a brave person, then who is this? Then if we look at the battlefield, see, I want to focus on these incidents where Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone. One is in a battle, right, in the heat of battle. There too Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like the dictators of this zamana. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he sent his sahaba into battle, then he was also there in the front line. It wasn't like Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat at home and he told them now. Yes, there were certain battles where Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take part. But we are talking about the main ghazawat where Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was part of those battles. Then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't sitting in the back somewhere. He was taking part in the battle. He was in the front line, in the thick of the battle. And in fact, if you take the battle of Uhud, when there was total confusion, utter confusion, so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum were actually leaving the battlefield because they couldn't make sense of what is going on. They were leaving the battlefield. But Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he remained in the thick of that battle, in the face of danger, he remained in that battle. He didn't move. Whereas he was the wanted target. He was the one who was wanted. All arrows are pointing towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he doesn't leave the battlefield. If you take the battle of Hunain, I'm focusing on those battles where the Muslims were like almost suffering a defeat. The battle of Hunain, what had happened? There were many new Muslims, people who had from Makkah Sharif who had just accepted Islam, because Fateh Makkah had just taken place, and the Hawazin and the Thaqif, they now, you know, created an uprising and they wanted to crush the Muslims. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes an army and they proceed to go and fight the Hawazin and Thaqif. The battle is called the Battle of Hunain. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going. Now these Sahaba who had just accepted Islam, many young Sahaba also, that they wanted to show their zeal. Like they prepared to give their life also for Islam. So they went away in the front. They went away in the front. And the road was coming to a bottleneck, coming into a valley. The Hawazin and Thaqif, they were noted for their archery. So what they had done, they had put, like what we would call snipers. So they had put archers on the top of those mountains. And they said that this is a bottleneck. Only few people can enter at a time. So as these few are coming, we will shower arrows. So they had they were like at an advantage point. And when these young Sahaba went through and the arrows started coming, they turned around. They turned around and they started running back. Now they're pushing the whole army back. Now that also created a confusion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he carries on marching forward. There were six Sahaba radiallahu anhum that were left around him. He is going to face an army of thousands strong. He continues marching. Abu Sufyan, who had just accepted Islam radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, they grab hold of Duldul's reins. You know the mule of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Duldul. They grab hold of the reins. And they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where are you going? We're not going to allow you to go. They're holding his reins back. I mean, you're going. We only few of us, a handful of us. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam dismounts. Because now they're holding the reins. They don't allow him to proceed. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam dismounts and he starts walking on foot. He starts walking towards the enemy alone. And he says, Ana ibnu Abdul Muttalib, Ana nabiyun la kadhib, Ana ibnu Abdul Muttalib. He says, I am a Nabi of Allah, there is no lie in that. And I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. In other words, we have got bravery in our blood. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like that, he proceeds towards the enemy and he takes charge of that army. Single-handed he is walking towards the enemy. And then he tells Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala that shout, where are the muhajirin? Call the muhajirin. Then they come. He said, now call the Ansar. Then they regroup. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a battle that was on the brink of being lost. The Muslims were on the brink of defeat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed that into a victory. So this was the bravery of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battlefield, in the majma now, with, you know, a whole group. And then if we have to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was one battle that was fought. And this person, he had actually come down to Madinah Sharif and he thought he is going to fight against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu marched towards him, so he got frightened. So he took his people and they ran away. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they began returning and it rained a little bit. So their clothing also was wet. So they decided to take a little rest. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they all went one side. There was one little tree there, so they left that tree for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they all went away one side, because Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person of a lot of haya, very, very high level of modesty. So now his garment was wet, but he wouldn't want to remove his garment in front of people. Although it's just his upper garment, but he wouldn't want to remove it in front of all people. So they went away one side. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes his upper garment, he hangs it on the tree, removes his sword, he hangs it on the tree all to get dry, and Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies down. So this leader of that army, he sees this as an opportune moment. The Sahaba all one side, all making qailula. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is lying down. So he comes down that mountain, he grabs hold of the sword of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stands over Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is standing, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying down. He has got an unsheathed sword in his hand. He has got all the advantages on his side. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awakens. He asks Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's going to save you now? Now you got no way out here now, you finished. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just says to him, Allah. He begins trembling. He is the one who is standing, he is the one who got the sword in his hand. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying down. He begins trembling, so much so that he drops the sword. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmly wakes up, picks up the sword, and he asks him, now who is going to save you? He says, I got nobody besides you to save me. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Sahaba, by then the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, their attention got attracted. They came away. Now they would obviously want to finish this person off. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pardons him. Tells the Sahaba, leave. Makes him maaf. This person is so touched by that gesture of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he brings iman. He brings iman, not only that, he goes back to his tribe and he reverts his whole tribe. He makes so much of effort of iman on his tribe that all of them also accept Islam. So the bravery of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't for show. Now here was the perfect time now to show now what you thought. You would have me down, now I got you. Now finish him off or hurt him or something, but nothing of the sort. There's no battle here. The battle, if it was in a battle situation and he came in the front, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have injured him. But now there's no battle. You thought you're going to try your luck, you failed. Now what joy am I going to get by killing you? What joy am I going to get by harming you? Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him maaf. And then see now what the result of that. He brings iman. Not only that, his whole tribe brings iman. All of them accept Islam, all become mu'minin. Despite this level of bravery, on the night of Badr, what is Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing? Crying to Allah. Sometimes a person becomes brave. When he becomes brave, he becomes arrogant, becomes proud. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a height, such a level of bravery. But then look at his humility on the other hand. And attributing everything to Allah Ta'ala. The night of Badr, he cries the entire night crying to Allah for his nusrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also that courage. Bless us also with the sifat of bravery, to be what you call a chicken heart, coward. That is not the shan of a mu'min. A mu'min is a person who is a brave person. But we must be brave for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.